You duck your head to check the car radio, then look up, and all of a sudden, you're at a row of track homes. This is the Painted Sand development. And it's not that bad, actually. What's bad is another quarter mile south, where there aren't even homes, just metal boxes. Like a bunch of semi-trucks dropped their freight containers off the side of the road and left them there to slowly rust out. But before that happened, about 6 people moved into each one. This place doesn't have a name. At the station, we call it Boxes. You go there with your partner and you keep your gun hand free. Today, if you were to drive past Boxes where the concrete turns to packed gravel and the gravel turns to dirt and the dirt turns to mud, you'd find a bar called Sancho's. And today, if you were stupid enough to walk inside, you'd find me, Ben DiGiuli, officer of the Navajo Nation Police, and my partner, Danny Ninepoint. And if I saw you, I'd usually tell you to get the hell out for your own good, especially if you were white. But today, I've got worse problems, and it looks like you're along for the ride anyway. Maybe you're a stubborn one, like me, like most of us here at Chaco. Don't get me wrong, we have a lot of nice places on the res, places that are beautiful and peaceful and welcoming. It's just that the cops don't go to any of them. Today, some poor Navajo ended up dead in the storeroom of Sancho's, strewn out on the floor amid empty bottles, the sick still damp on his face, and a needle still stuck in his arm. His rubber tie-off dangles loosely from around his bicep. He's purpled and stiff.
"Found him when I opened up," says Sancho, a ruddy-faced Navajo with a round, bearish head and a banded tail of black hair halfway down his back. I check my watch. Bars open early in Chaco, and the sun is already high in the sky.
"That was almost 2 hours ago, Sancho," I say. Danny gives me a quick, wary look from under the flat brim of his hat. Danny thinks I talk too much. Or maybe it's that I just say the wrong things. He's usually right. Danny was an NNPD veteran back when I started, and that's going on 6 years now. He doesn't like to let me forget it. But when things go south, there is no better Navajo to have your back. He usually finishes things before they start. They call him Ninepoint because he was already as big as a nine-point buck back when you're that age when kids start giving you nicknames. So you can imagine how big he is now. He carries around a scalp knife with a bone hilt and a beaded leather wrist strap. He keeps it where his gun should be, and his gun where his stick should be. It's a clear enough warning. Mess with Danny Ninepoint, and he's going straight for the knife. Sancho glares at me for half a second longer than a civilian should rightly glare at a cop, and a couple seconds longer than he'd ever glare at Ninepoint.
"We didn't find him till later. We called you boys as soon as we stumbled across him."
He sounds like he's talking about a raccoon that got stuck in the ducts. I squat down to get a better look at the dead guy. He's puffy and mottled, but I recognize him as one of the old regulars who works the Wapiti penny slots. He's even got a Wapiti casino jacket on, muddy and frayed, probably a comp. You sit for 5 years pumping coins into a box, and they'll be happy to give you a buffet voucher and a jacket. The jacket looks well-worn. The guy's old, well-traveled. He doesn't strike me as the type to overdose on heroin like some teenage tweaker, but I keep that to myself for now.
"You normally let your customers shoot up in your back room, Sancho?"
I ask. Sancho doesn't answer me. One of the barflies shifts forward in his chair. He doesn't get up exactly, but he's letting me know he could get up and over real quick if he wanted to.